May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Before I start my sermon, I just have to stick up for John the Baptist just a little bit. I know lots of times people say that, well, he was losing heart or he was having doubts. Personally, especially after hearing what Jesus said, yes, I tell you that John the Baptist is more than a prophet. I don't think he was having doubts at all. Personally, I think that he just wanted to be sure that his job for God was finished and accomplished. And that's how he made his peace. So anyway, getting back to the sermon and the third Sunday of Advent. Definitely as we read the Old Testament, I think it's something to be humbled about, to be honored, and to be happy about. Because, you know, God doesn't owe us anything. But we owe God everything. So let's listen just for a little bit more to Isaiah's prophecy. He says, "Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you." So our God is coming to compensate us, as sinful as we are. He's coming to reward us. He's coming to save each and every one of us. What a humbling and joyful thought that is. And then Isaiah goes on, "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless will sing for joy." Well, if that happens literally, that's great, because we know that God is healing. And God does heal literally like that. But also metaphorically, if we listen to that, God is healing too. And it's great as well. Because for those who refuse to see the Lord, to see all of God's miracles, at that point, they will see. For those who refuse to listen to the Word of God, to listen to the Bible at this point, they will listen. Those who are afraid, those who aren't free emotionally, maybe intellectually, spiritually, or physically, at this point, they will be free in front of or before the Lord our God. And those who won't, or for those who are afraid or timid to speak God's truth in all the world to their family and friends, they will, because there will not be any more fear before the Lord. And then Isaiah goes on to say, and it makes me smile every time I read it, says, "Not even fools shall go astray." In other words, it's a smart thing. It's a wise thing. Wisdom. To know God, to obey God, and to love God. And remember the verse, "All things work for good for those who love the Lord." All of this kind of reminded me. Has anybody ever seen that commercial for Staples where everything's kind of in disarray and the one person presses the button, the easy button? Anybody ever see that?
No.
Yes? No? Yes? Good. Yes. Well, turning to God is equal to hitting that easy button. Doesn't mean life is easy, but God makes everything clear. And when we turn to God, it's kind of like hitting that button and everything, you know, is awakened in our brain before the God, before our Lord, the God. Coming back to God is like hitting that easy button. Everything begins to make sense. And then we have the psalm. And if you look through the psalm, it's one of those psalms that tells us a lot about our Lord, about our God. God made heaven. God keeps his promises. God gives justice. And he gives food. God sets the prisoners free. He opens the eyes of the blind. He lifts up. Our God loves the righteous. Our God cares for and sustains each and every one of us. And he does frustrate the way of the wicked. And our Lord shall reign forever. One of those songs that tells all of what God does. And then if we go back to the collar, and I love this because it says, stir up your power and with great might come among us. Well, I have to admit, until this weekend, I never really thought this before, but I thought to myself, you know, the Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, is like a big spoon. Think about it when you cook. The Holy Spirit of God is like a facilitator, like a helper, something that moves, or something that mixes, or something that blends to make something one. Now, I'd like to translate that into not necessarily making brownies, but think about it when you make brownies, or when you make a cake, or when you mix gravies, or anything at all. You take all the different ingredients, and they're varied, and you mix them all together to make one thing. And when it's all made, when that thing is accomplished and it's made, then we can think to ourselves, if we translate it into us being stirred by the Holy Spirit and becoming one in him, all of us as little different ingredients, then we are to be stirred again in a different way, in a different definition. We're to be stirred, we're supposed to be awake, we're to be active. Our feelings are to be aroused in a strong way for the Lord. So we are made one by God's Holy Spirit for the reason and purpose of being God's witness, doing Jesus' ministry on this earth, right here and now. Now for the third Sunday in Advent, these lessons, they've got many, many, many themes. But one theme for me that struck out is growth. So after all of the knowing and the learning and being aware of and loving all that God has done for us, can we grow individually? We can ask ourselves, can we grow? Are we willing to grow? Are we serious enough about our love of God to want to be growing and to be stirred up for him? And not grumbling or complaining or bickering or gossiping or judging, but thinking in the way that St. James wrote in his New Testament lesson. He says, can we be like God's good prophets? Because as Christians, we are. We are to be patient, committed, dedicated, devoted to our God. We are to be forgiving and accepting, faithful and truly loving. And then we are to receive that from others back to ourselves as well. We are to be like John the Baptist, greater than all the prophets. John the Baptist was focused, and that's the understatement of the millennium. He was centered. He was determined to put God first. That's why for me, I just don't believe he was having doubts. I think he wanted really to be sure. His job, his ministry was accomplished for God. Advent is a time for us to strive or to work towards being awake, being aware, and being willing to learn more about our God, to think beyond of others first for the Lord, and to do that all with love of God, love of His creation, and to do it with the gratitude that each and every one of us can have. Think of all that God has done for us. We can't be anything but joyful